cunt, cracker, dyke, faggot, feminist, communist, nigger, cracker, kike, wop, wetback, beaner, native, Jap, Jew. Say it. I dare you. Because you can go ahead and try to cut me down, but I'm still going to stand tall. Speak up for all I believe in, not let some vernacular terrorists win the right to make me fear these words. Because I know how much it hurts the first time you're called a dyke, not even knowing what it means, but hearing the animosity that pours out with that one word, dripping with unjustified rage, setting the stage for violence and discrimination with no logical basis, seeing the many faces of racism, sexism, ageism, and more, being called a whore if I entertain a man, but frigid if I refuse his demands. And my grandma says to me, "You're not a militant, so what are you fighting for?" And I think, can't you see? Some of us want more than this fear that follows us every day, and yet you say, "I can't do what I know is right." Well, I don't have to be a militant to fight for equality, because I have a sense of right and wrong, strong ethics, and a belief in morality. I believe that people deserve to be treated with compassion, regardless of race, sexual orientation, or age. So watch out, because I'm on a rampage, fighting for truth and justice and freedom, reclaiming the words, the history, the meaning, the pride. And this time, it's my turn to decide how a word is going to make me feel, whether from hearing it I see the real. Because I'm fucking proud to be a queer cunt, tree-hugging feminist, lyrical cracker artist, sister, daughter, friend. And if you want to see an end to the violence and discrimination, you'll join with us in the reclamation of words once used to hurt us. Because by refusing to support our redefinition of these words, you just perpetuate the hate of some that most assuredly hurts the ones you love. Cunt, cracker, dyke, faggot, feminist, communist, nigger, kike, wop, wetback, beaner, native, Jap, Jew. Say it. I dare you.
Sandy Lyman.